Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Debbie Meyer's here, too. Debbie is a great member of our Brain Trust, more than 6 years. She's been hanging out with us. She is the home problem solver. She is the inventor of the green bag, of the green box, of the cake cutter, the pie cutter, the donut cutter, the dumpling cutter, and the pudding cutter, all rolled into one. I'm being a little bit silly, folks, but anyway, she's one of the great inventors of our time and an absolute amazing entrepreneurial, American entrepreneurial success story. She's our good friend, Debbie Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's always the best day to be when I'm with you.
It's good to have you back. I still love my cake cutter. I've almost worn it out, folks. I was telling the audience earlier that, ladies, I know you know the greenbacks, but guys, we know the cake cutter. And so anyway, thank you for being here. The television show you're on. I have to admit I don't keep up with that very much, but it's which one is it? Remind me.
HSN. Formerly known as the Home Shopping Network.
There it is, HSN. There's two or three of them, and I was afraid I'd say the wrong one. And so HSN, you see her there all the time. You know, Debbie, more than once in my life, I had a blank sheet or a piece of whole cloth, however you want to think about it, in front of me, and I created something literally that did not exist before. And sometimes I succeeded, sometimes I didn't. But in all those cases, I wouldn't have found success or proved that it wouldn't succeed if I hadn't persevered. What do you think about that? You know all about that, don't you?
True. Oh my goodness. Yes. Perseverance is one of those things that I think every entrepreneur needs and knows about. And I always, in my book, there is a difference between perseverance and persistence. Because perseverance is basically pursuing a goal and being able to learn to deal with those ups and downs along the way.
Making adjustments.
You're building something. You deal with setbacks and failures and combinations of things. And it, you know, I always say you learn to go up, over, around it, or under it, whatever it is. But you learn to do that. And persistence is very often confused with perseverance, because persistence is you might just keep knocking on that rock,
right?
Hoping something different will happen.
There's a lot of dangerous denial in persistence, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, children are persistent when they keep asking you the same question. You know, that's persistence. Sometimes they win, and sometimes it's just a lot of whining. But the difference is that you have to actually have a mindset to persevere. People who have perseverance actually don't believe in luck. They make their luck.
Right. I don't trust luck.
Yeah.
Because I am not a lucky person. You know, I've known people who are lucky. People who really are lucky. I am not a lucky. Now, I have a lot of blessings in my life, but I'm not a lucky person, so I don't trust luck.
Well, you know, a lot of people say you have to make your own luck.
Yeah.
It's like you never quit because of your own accord. It's like you don't stop going after this thing until, like you said, you've proven it can't be done.
If you're doing something and you're expecting luck to help you out, good luck yourself. You know.
You know, perseverance alone will not make you a success. But without it, you're not going to get too far. But with it, you're going to get farther than most people who don't have it and don't look at it.
Is perseverance the product of your passion, you think?
That might be one way to put it.
Because if you really believe in something, you'll persevere even when it hurts.
That's right. If you persevere, it's not being stubborn or illogical. You're really mm-hmm. steady.
It's informed. Is it? Perseverance is informed, isn't it?
Exactly.
Meaning
exactly.
You're learning. You're seeing. You're saying, okay, I don't. One of my favorite terms I learned from somebody a while back is, I don't like the number, but I like the trend. Right?
Okay.
Isn't that what perseverance, yes. That's what informs perseverance,
sure.
isn't it?
You know, perseverance, if you have a goal, a defined goal for yourself, perseverance doesn't have a time limit.
Mm-hmm.
People have dedicated their entire lives to things, even though they've hit obstacle after obstacle, but they've got a defined goal. If you're just using persistence, you just keep doing the same thing over and over again, despite the fact that it never gets better.
There's a great quote from my wife's favorite actor, Tom Selleck. She drove me under the bus in a minute but I remember him being interviewed after he hit with his Hawaiian movie, his Hawaiian television show, whatever that was. And somebody was talking about him being an overnight success. He said, "Yeah, I'm a 20-year yeah. overnight success. I've been trying to break through for 20 years, and you didn't know who I was."
Yeah, that was pursuing a goal that he was slowly building. And sometimes it doesn't happen quickly. It doesn't happen overnight. And certainly the people who turn around and look at you and say, "Oh, well, you got lucky," don't understand that.
Perseverance accepts. Deferred gratification, doesn't it?
It does, but you have to also be able to make a decision, and that's why I said it's not stubborn or illogical. With perseverance, you can also look at what you've been up against mm-hmm. and where you're going and make the decision. Is this worth pursuing further? Mm-hmm. I've got to make...
And that's the informed
Everybody
part.
In business has done that. Everybody in business
right.
has had to take a firm look at what they're doing and say, okay, is it time to just stop
As I said, I've succeeded and I failed.
You know, Calvin Coolidge made a quote some time ago that I have always found interesting. And it's, I have found it advisable not to give much heed to what people say when I'm trying to accomplish something of consequence. Invariably, they proclaim it can't be done. I deem it the very best time to make the effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very
those, when people say something hasn't been done before, mm-hmm. therefore you should stop, you know, pursuing it, those are people who have no idea what perseverance
is. If they just tell me it hasn't been done before, I don't even that doesn't even register with me because they're not me. They don't know me. Hold on to that thought. I need to take a quick break here with our good friend Debbie Meyer. DebbieMeyer.com, right, Deb?
That's right.
M-E-Y-E-R. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasing. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.